This call is being recorded.
Hello, Brian?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I do have to repeat, I am on a recorded line.
Okay.
So you said the Washington Medical Center, so I have two facilities that I'm seeing online.
MedStar.
MedStar?
Uh-huh. And that's Irving Street, 110 Irving Street.
Okay, I found it. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to confirm, this is where you were diagnosed and treated, correct?
Yes.
And the address I have is 110 Irving Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code 20010.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a phone number for the physician?
I don't have it right here right now, so we might have to do that another time.
Okay, no worries. I can find the number for the physician.
Okay.
I can find it online. I just wanted to ask you if you had a number before I go ahead and look for it. Okay. So I can't find the direct phone number for the physician, but for the hospital online, it shows 202-877-7000. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of treatment did you receive? Stem cell treatment, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or other?
CT scan. Wow.
Treatment, not diagnosis.
Chemotherapy. I'm sorry. Chemotherapy.
Okay. Just chemo?
Chemotherapy, and I had, what else? It was radiation therapy, and I had, like, rays sent through my body to kill the cancer.
Okay. And what was the date that you started treatment?
I started, when was that? June 2024.
End of June?
The full week of June 2024.
End of June?
Yeah.
So June 30th, 2023, does that sound correct?
2023, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, and how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I mean, it was traumatic. Like it was just like to go from one extreme to another, like from being totally like healthy and functional.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're still with us. I can only imagine what you went through. Okay. And the last thing is we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact number if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Oh, man. I'm trying to see who I put in my emergency contact. I don't know, man. Like, this is, they don't live with me.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yeah, but, like, this is something happened to me, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the only time they would be contacted, right?
Correct.
Okay, 202. 360.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. 360. I gotta find the number.
Who is this person to you?
It's a friend of mine.
Friend? Okay. And can I get their first and last name?
Christopher Martin. 360. 7535.
7535. And Christopher, I have C H R I S T O P H E R.
Yeah, Martin.
And Martin, spelled M-A-R-T-I-N?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information that we put on the phone. If I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, interrupt me, okay? Okay. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately June 21st, 2023. You'll be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And you sprayed Roundup at the addresses of 12002 Othman Court, Fort Washington, Maryland, zip code 20744, and 2611 La Crosse Place in Waldorf, Maryland, zip code 20603. Detroit Roundup for roughly around 18 years. I have your first name spelled Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. Last name Hawkins,
right.
Spelled H-A-W-K-I-N-S. I have your date of birth as October 14th, 1977. And I have your social security number as 213-156701. I have your height as 5'9", and I have your weight as 160 pounds. I have your email as B as in Bear, G as in George, H-A-W-K, the number 10, at gmail.com. Good so far? Okay. I have your cell phone number as 240-513-7576. Okay. I have the date that you started Spring Roundup, roughly around February 1st, 2005. And I have the date that you stopped Spring Roundup, roughly around May 1st, 2023.
Yes.
You sprayed in the state of Maryland. You sprayed it directly yourself. You sprayed roughly around 900 times in your entire life. You used a premix, and you purchased it at Home Depot. You have receipts, and you have Roundup in your possession. I have your employer as self-employed, CEO of a truck driving company. Address I have is 12002 Osmond Court, Fort Washington, Maryland. Zip code 20744. I have the days that you were unable.
Can we change the job that I'm working for right now? This is a whole different. Because
okay.
I do work for this company too, so we might as well. But see, it's just difficult because you're talking about the time frame in which that happened. But so.
It's not the time frame of which that happened. It's the time frame currently.
Oh. Okay. So right. All right. So. Yeah. Just leave it like that.
Okay. I have it as self-employed at your home address, and it's the CEO of a truck driving company. You have lost time from work because of surgery or treatment, and that was in June 2023. You were hospitalized for 15 days, and you're also outpatient in and out of the hospital from June 2023 to September 2024. I have a distribution crime of 2011 that you were convicted for. I have the diagnosing and treating physician as Dr. David J. Perry, located at 110 Irving Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., zip code 20010. I have the phone number as 202-877-7000. I have
the
healthcare...
You know what? Why do they need to know if I had a crime or not? I mean...
I don't think it'll affect your case. I think they just need to know that because they just need to know about your past. That's all. It's required. I do have to ask it.
Well, to put nothing on it, let them find that out on them, because a lot of that stuff I haven't got expunged off my record, so I don't want to sit there and volunteer nothing. Let them do it on their own.
Okay. Give me one second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay? Hello, Brian?
Yes.
Hi, Brian. So I just spoke with my manager when I first originally asked you regarding if you were convicted of a crime, I do have to put down the first answer that you give me. And since you said yes, I do have to leave it that way. In regards to the crime, with the attorneys, when they do speak to you, I mean, their goal isn't to kind of degrade you or any sense. Their goal is to build the best case possible for you, so they do need to know about your past.
Okay,
it's not gonna,
okay.
It shouldn't
okay.
disqualify all right, you or anything. It's just, it's...
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to review this one more time just to confirm. For diagnosing and treating, I have Dr. David J. Perry. He is located at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. The address I have is 110 Irving Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code 20010, and the phone number I have is 202-877-7000. The date you were treated was roughly around June 30th, 2023. You received chemotherapy, radiation, and wave therapy sent to your body?
Yeah.
Okay. For your current address, I have 12002 Offman Court, Fort Washington, Maryland, zip code 20744. And I have your emergency contact as Christopher Martin. He does not live with you. This is a friend of yours. And I have his phone number as 202-360-7535.
Right.
Okay, is there anything you'd like me to change or anything that doesn't sound correct?
No, that sounds about right.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you a text right now to that number you gave me. Do you have that phone number with you? The 240?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text right now. It's a DocuSign. What you're going to do is you're going to... No worries. Take your time.
Hold on.
Okay, you received it? Okay, perfect. So it's going to be DocuSign. You're going to click on the link.
Hold on. I didn't get... I got a 65707 number, but I don't see no link on it.
What does it say?
Says nothing. I don't have no... Let me see something. Hold on.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
My
Do you want me to send it to the number? We can send these documents to the number that you're using. Is that easier?
Oh, yeah. Do that now, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Hold on. Let me figure out. So that's going to be 202-295-7670?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send it right now. Don't worry, we're not going to be contacting this number. It's just for the documents, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. All right. Okay, did you receive it now?
Yes, I did.
Okay, is there a link?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on that link. You're going to click through the yellow buttons. It's going to ask you to sign or initial a couple of times, and then you'll be done, okay?
I So I got to tap each yellow thing, or is it connected? Oh, finish. Oh, I just got to tap every thing. Open up.
Yeah. Super easy.
Say I'm done signing.
Okay, let me see. All right, perfect. Brian, is it okay if I text you to that, send you a text to the 240 number?
Yeah, send that text.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text with my information. If you need me for any reason, please don't hesitate to reach out. That's going to be my direct line, which is the number that we're speaking on.
Okay.
With that being said, in the next 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to be contacting you to verify your case. So make sure you answer their call. They're not going to be able to start your case without speaking to you. And if for any reason you wanted to discontinue, they can't discontinue the case without speaking to you either. So just keep that in mind. With that being said, I do want to thank you so much for being patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I know it's not easy talking about something that you went through, not only physically, but mentally as well. So I do want to thank you so much for sharing all that information with me. Again, Brian, if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one. All right. Bye-bye.